2020 and beyond. I mean, we've touched on the fact that you like outrageous marketing. Who do you think does the best marketing or the most outrageous marketing these days?
Well, I'll answer to you differently, okay? But I'll probably give you a better response by doing this, okay? So when I did the last book, 2 years ago, and now the current book, okay? This is what I did. I reached out to other people to send me their campaigns and put it in the book. Now, it's an interesting conversation about this because of the fact that when a lot of people say to themselves, how do they learn the next marketing? Actually, it wasn't that I created the marketing. People were sending me their campaigns. And as they were sending me the campaigns, I was learning new things I never heard before. Okay, like I mentioned before about Marisa, okay? And so today I would basically say this, is in order to learn better marketing for yourself, you have to, number one, see what other people are doing, okay? And always look for that. And so you say to your point, gee, this is so, I've never seen this before. I got to do this myself in my own business. Okay. And again, a lot of these campaigns that I got that are things that now many of them I knew before and I'd seen them before, but I'm always looking for new things for that. I mean, like, for example, I would say to you in the current book, which is now 42 campaigns in there. Okay. There are actually, in there, all 42 of them are great campaigns, number one. But I would say that if you think about it, one of the campaigns in the book is campaign number 16, which from a guy named Joe Polish, which you might have heard of him already. He's a well-known guy, okay? And I reached out to Joe. I said, Joe, send me a campaign because I want to tell people, put it in the book, and people could actually learn from it. And so actually I talked, and I wasn't expecting Joe's campaign to be the way it was, but here's the campaign that was put together, and this is in the current book, which is an outrageous way to use your marketing chops to find true love. And this is kind of a funny story because of this. Is because Joe was never married, okay? And he wanted to finally find a great lady that he would be together, okay? And then as I started to go through the campaign with Joe, I said to Joe, this isn't about you getting the right wife for yourself. This is about love in general for your business. And Joe said to me, you're right. That's really, as I created this, I started to love everything by doing it the right way. So I did, yes, and he did, by the way, he found a great wife, a girlfriend, actually. He never did to get married. But he said, I started finding love about helping my customers, helping my clients, helping everything like else. He says, that's the kind of person I am. I am, Joe. This is what Joe was saying, is you just have to think about the fact that everything you do in your business, you have to be in love with it, okay? And which is a really great campaign. And actually, as people should buy, who is going to buy the book, which you should buy that book, by the way, you definitely look at Joe Polish's campaign, which is campaign number 16, which is really a great thing to teach people. I'll mention one other one if I can, which is, I know that we only have so much time, but I'll mention again about Marisa, okay? And her campaign is number 42 in the book. And you definitely want to read that book, number four, that campaign in there. And that's an outrageous way to increase sales, customers, retention, and lifetime value by getting people to do something none of your competition are even thinking about. Now, I will tell you this right now about that. You want to read that campaign in the book. It's on campaign number 42. Because after I learned about it, I start using that in my own business right now. And I'm always in my head, I'm saying to myself, I should be using that, which the key to this whole thing, which this campaign is about, is as soon as people see the first part of it before they buy something, he sends them something, she sends them something next and next and next. And people want to continue to eventually decide that they want to buy his products. Because one of the things I teach people right now, there are 7 steps before somebody says yes, okay? And so you have to use a lot of different media, online and offline media, on and on, in order that somebody gets to the point they say they're ready to buy something. So with Marisa's campaign, it's one of the most powerful business that she does right now, by the way. She realizes that people just don't buy right away. She has to continue to send things to them until they're ready to actually buy her business. And her business, she sells it for quite a bit of money, okay, as she should, because what she delivers to people really helps them to grow their business.
I think two key takeaways from there, Bill, that I've identified is one, that you yourself, as Bill Glazer, you're still learning now, even though you've been in this business for many, many years. And that's great. It shows that, you know, you have to always carry on taking new information on board to grow. But also the fact that from the Joe Polish story is that even in everyday life, you have to adopt certain aspects of marketing. Even as you just go to the store to buy something, you know, you're marketing, you're creating your own persona, and, you know, you're having to interact with people. And that is a form of marketing in itself. So that's two key takeaways that I took from that. What are you most proud of, Bill? You know, in your varied career, what would you say is your proudest moment?
Well, actually, before I answer that, I just want to make two other really quick comments about this. Because I mean, in the book, okay, there's another campaign that's in there that when you buy this book, you want to make sure you read this, which is a book from the guy named Nick James, okay? And obviously everybody who's going to see this hopefully know of Nick James, and definitely want to look at that as well. But the second thing I'll say this, that we're talking about, I mentioned the fact that there are now 8 steps to do outrageous campaign. And here's what I would say to everybody who's listening to this right now. After you learn the 8 steps, you want to learn the 9th step and then the 10th step. And now I don't know what they are yet, but what I'm saying this is, you're always looking for new ways to do things, okay? So when I started with 7 steps and now I'm up to 8 steps, you always want to think of new things that you can add to help your own business that you weren't using before. Now, getting back to your question that you said to me, okay, what is the thing, or actually, would you ask me that question one more time? I just want to make sure I give you the right response.
Yeah, of course. It was just, you know, what are you most proud of? You've been in this business now for many, many years, but what are you personally most proud of?
I'm most proud of the fact that I've been able to help other businesses to grow their business, okay? I mean, right now we've created a new business, which is called The Alliance, and I'll tell you a little bit about that later on if you want me to. But when I created this business now, the purpose that I created this business is to be there. Yes, I want to make some money. Yes. But everybody in your business, everybody who owns a business deserves to make money. But at the same time is, I always, to me, it's very important for me, for my people that will be members of my business, that they actually can get great value to their own business. So this isn't just about taking money from them, but this is giving them money back and teaching them different kind of marketing in their business.
I think, you know, it's a really good point that, you know, it's all about the value exchange, isn't it? And like anything, you know, if you invest usually to make a return. So it's good to hear that, you know, that's high up on your agenda, Bill. You promised to tell us more about The Alliance.
Yeah, The Alliance, actually, we created a new business, okay, which is, we're very proud of it. It's actually with my daughter, and who lives in the West Coast, okay? I live in the East Coast, and also with another partner by the name of Rob Kueska, who also helped to write this last book. And he really knows, not only is he great at helping people to write books, but he really understands multi-step marketing, okay? So the three of us got together, okay? And we actually are now this is called The Alliance, and we help people who want to become a member to help them to actually grow much, much larger businesses, okay? And by the way, as I said, he's in the United Kingdom, so at pretty much, not you know, he's in Canada, he was born in, he originally was United Kingdom. But my point of this is this, the fact that in order for us to learn this business, pretty much Monday through Friday at around noon, we get on Zoom, and we see each other, we talk about each other, we discuss things, And we continued to help to grow that business larger and larger and larger. Okay. And so that's part of the alliance. And the thing, the other thing that we do for the alliance is we not only do it by teaching people each month how to do things. Okay. But at the same time, is every 6 months, all of our members, we invite them to come together, okay, throughout the United States, around, okay, and it's pretty much every 6 months we have this event, okay, and at the event we actually do two things there. Number one, we continue to present and teach them, and the other thing is that people that are members of the Alliance, if they have created a great campaign for themselves, we ask them to come and present at the event to teach the other members what they've done that's working them so well. Okay. So these are the steps. The first thing is people become a member of the Alliance, and then we continue to teach them through each month. Okay. And then every 6 months we actually bring them to a live event. And then the other thing we do is the fact that part of the Alliance, okay, is we look for the right people to be a member of our mastermind group, okay? Now, when I owned Glaser Kennedy, I had some of the largest people in the mastermind group in the world, okay? And as I said before, one of the guys that were members in that, he's now invited me to come speak at an event, you know, at the end of March, and then there'll be 10,000 people there. So my point is that things that happen like this, for him to get to that level, the guy that invited me, he had to first learn marketing himself, okay? And so, but you can do that. You can build huge businesses. So again, I'm not hoping, as a member of the Alliance, I want to get more of those people on a mastermind group so they can eventually take a business so large that they can help other people.
How can people find out more about the Alliance, Bill?
Well, as I said before, the first thing people should do is buy the book, okay? Because with the book, you'll get so much volume there. But also, as a member of who buy the book, you'll get the opportunity to eventually join the Alliance, okay? And the other thing is, which is, that happens a lot, is the fact that people, often they get the book, they say to themselves, how can I get connected to Bill, okay? And this is how I always answer people. I don't give you my phone numbers. In order to get connected to me, first buy the book, okay? Go through all that information that's there. After that, you can become a member of the Alliance. And as a member of the Alliance, you can not only connect with me, you can connect with my daughter, Mara, and you can connect also with Rob Kueska in order to help your business. And that's the best way to come to any of us, is the fact that, firstly, you have to get enough marketing. You have to understand marketing well enough that you're ready to be connected with us, okay? So that's sort of a strange answer to your question, but that really is the right way.
No, it makes perfect sense. You mentioned Rob Kueska. We're going to get him on a future episode of this. So looking forward to speaking with Rob. We should maybe get Mara on as well if we can sweet talk her into appearing on a future episode.
I'm not going to make a comment about that because I don't want to push that on to Mara, but actually she would be wonderful to do that.
maybe one day. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Bill, yeah. Thank you again so much for your time. I really do appreciate it. It's been an absolute pleasure to chat with you. Again, if anybody wants to find out more about Bill Glaser and also what you do, how can we find you online?
Well, once again, just look at the link on this right now. And then at that point, you can just buy the book, okay? And that's where you want to get started, is you want to start with the book. I would tell anybody, I don't care who it is right now, how big their business is, they should be reading this book first, because there's so much value in that book that people could immediately get value for themselves.
And the title of the book, again, to give it its full true title, Bill?
The full title is Outrageous Multi-Step Marketing Campaigns That Are Outrageously Successful, and there's volume 2, and then of course the volume 1 is just the same title, just doesn't have volume 2 written on it. But those are the best ways to actually get the book.
Great stuff. Bill Glaser, thank you so much.
Thank you.